It's time for 41 is the Mic, a weekly Chiefs podcast with Nick Jacobs of KSHB 41 and Matt Derrick of Chiefs Digest. 41 is the Mic starts now.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to yet another bonus edition of 41 is the Mic. You heard from Michael Lombardi earlier this week, Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl. And now we have a guy you are very familiar with on the podcast. Matt and I may have talked about him a time or 50. His top prospect at offensive tackle, Joe Ault out of Notre Dame. Joe, thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So Joe, I'm going to start out. I listened to the green light when you're on with the Long Brothers. Yep. I know you're going to be at a vineyard the night of the draft and you're going to be able to have your whole family there. What's that moment going to mean to you to share that with everybody? Like you were talking about, to share it with everybody who's helped you along the way. And Whenever you hear your name called.
Yeah, exactly what you said. I think the biggest thing is being able to spend it with my family and the people who are very close to me, the people I love and the people who have supported me up to this point. And I think, you know, when I get that call and when I'm able to celebrate, I think the first thing that always hits my mind is just gratitude. I'm extremely grateful for this opportunity and to be able to be put in this position, this place, and be able to, you know, spend it with the people I love, but also so excited for this next step and to, you know, move forward and to, you know, whatever town or whatever place I get picked by and kind of start the next chapter. I'm really excited.
Joe, I'm curious about what this whole experience has been like for you. You know, when you're expected to go in the top part of the portion of the draft, I'm sure you're probably not getting bombarded by all 32 teams because there's probably a few teams that just think you're not going to be available. Mm-hmm. But what's been the whirlwind like from just the, you know, entering the draft through the preparation, combine, all the interviews, meeting with teams? What's the experience been like for you?
Yeah, the preparation's been pretty smooth, actually, because I got to train at home. So I've been at home for the last 4 months, doing everything 35 minutes from my house at this place called Training House. Felt like I really improved my football game as long as got prepared for the combine in a great way. At the combine, I felt overall I just put my best foot forward with the interviews with teams, you know, doing the stuff on field. And then after that, I was fortunate enough not to have a whole bunch of 30 visits and Zooms. I think teams just kind of knew, and if they wanted to talk to me, they called me in. Otherwise, I just was kind of left on my own, which was nice for me to be able to stay in my workout routine and lifting routine. So I felt like it wasn't a huge burden for me. I really enjoyed it and thought it went pretty smooth and easy. So I'm kind of now I'm in the point where I've just kind of been waiting these last couple of weeks, kind of did everything I had to, and now it kind of all starts again on Thursday. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, obviously, your last name is very familiar in Kansas City. It's known very well, and it's very well liked in this town. For you, what have you learned from your dad about the game growing up? Because I know you played quarterback, linebacker, tight end, defensive end from youth till high school before you finally landed on left tackle at Notre Dame. What has he taught you along the way?
Yeah, my dad's taught me pretty much everything about football. And, you know, starting with quarterback, he wanted me to play quarterback and, you know, tight end, those positions, to really get a better grasp of the game, understand at quarterback, you know, it's more than just the defensive line and, the four linebackers, whatever team, however their scheme is, to understand the full game, understand the secondary, how that affects defense, how that does things to them. So that was more of like a learning experience. We kind of knew the whole way along how my body was and my size that most likely eventually end up at, you know, offensive line. So for those positions, there was a ton of just learning and learning how the game worked and being able to also enjoy some more of the glory, you know, catching passes, throwing passes, that kind of stuff. And then once I got to left tackle and then, you know, that was the next move, that's really when we honed in on the skills and the technique of offensive line play and how to do it. And obviously my dad played it at a very high level for a long time. So his knowledge, both on and off the field, most recently for me, it's been off the field, being able to pick his brain through this draft process, you know, more recently or a little less recently in this season, how to break down opponents, how to, you know, understand a defensive end and what his rush patterns are like, the little tips and tricks of inside hand down, outside hand down, you know, butts higher on a bull rush, stuff like that. Just to, he really just has such a knowledge of the game from a outside lens, being able to just teach me what he did and allow me to add that to my game. You know, he's been the most important part of, you know, my growth and learning football. So I'm very grateful for my dad. Wouldn't be in the position without him.
How much have you watched your dad as far as him when he was his playing days, any film of that nature? And, you know, and how do you feel like you compare to him or how you're different from him?
Yeah, I think it was funny. We we never really watched the old VCRs, you know, prior to when I was growing up. It was just kind of something we didn't do. We just like kind of left that. But more recently, some of the games have been kind of better quality, been added to YouTube, and we kind of went down and I watched probably, you know, 10 or 12 of his games when I was home this training offseason and been able to kind of watch how he plays. And I think, you know, we're a very similar build. My dad, I think, has the biggest shoulders and biggest shoulder pads any man's ever played with, so he looks a lot bigger than I did. I think just overall, like, our how we carry ourselves, our body postures, that kind of things are so similar. It's funny. I see pictures. I'm like, that's scary. That looks just like me in the face, like things like that. But the way he played, I think we have a similar bend and obviously a similar size and the way we do things. But, you know, the way he did pass pro was a little bit different than me. He was just get your hands on the outsides of the shoulder pads and the rush was over because he just outpowered guys. I'm a little bit more, I play with my hands a little more. I'll pull my hand, try to punch inside sometimes. So things like that are a little bit different. But for the most part, you know, I try to take a lot of things my dad did just because he did it at such a high level. So I think we're very similar, but a couple differences in how we play.
And Joe, for you, what do you pride yourself on as an offensive lineman that, like, when you're out on the football field, this is what you want the opponent to see about you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is just the technique aspect of the game. I want to be someone who always can fall back on their technique, and I don't like getting rattled. That's the biggest thing. I think that's one of my best traits is I have a calm, cool, collected feel about myself on the field. I don't talk much. I don't get super, you know, angry, aggressive visually. I just am in my own head and just relying on the hard work that I've put in and the technique that I've been taught to go out there and try to play the best of my ability. And that's kind of what I pride myself on and how I, you know, approach a game.
You know, you obviously come from a very athletic family. Got a brother in the NHL. I mean, you know, if you hadn't gone down the football path, hadn't followed your dad down that road, what sport could you see yourself in?
Yeah, I played hockey up until about second grade. But like I said earlier, the body wasn't really a hockey player body. I was a little bit heavier on the heavier side, not kind of the hockey body like my brother was. I was more of a basketball player. So I always loved playing basketball as a kid. I wasn't quite as athletic as I am now when I was in high school. So I look back at it now, I'm like, wow, if I was this athletic in high school, I could have been more of a, you know, better basketball player. But I think if I didn't do the football route, I would have been basketball just because of my height. And I think I could have been pretty physical in the paint, but who knows?
In terms of when you're not on the football field, what do you kind of like to do with your free time? What do you do to kind of reset, to kind of get away from the game a little bit?
I spend a lot of time with my family. That's what's most important to me. All my siblings are older, so they all have, you know, wives and husbands and kids. So I spend a lot of time with them. But otherwise, I love to fish. I'll get away. I'll fish up here in Minnesota and Wisconsin at my cabin. Spend a lot of time down in the Gulf of Mexico fishing on spring breaks and little trips. So for me, really when I want to get away from everything, you know, put the phone down, turn the Wi-Fi off, turn the cell service off, go out and fish. And for me, it's just a really relaxing, you know, time and able to really reset my mind and kind of just bring it back down to what's most important to me.
Joe, I'm kind of curious, and I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to ask you to name the team, but, you know, have you gotten a feeling at this point, whether it's from a team that's just given you a lot of attention, or even if it's this point, there's a team that's just said, hey, you know, you're available at this spot, we're taking you. What's your confidence level? Is there a team that you think you're like, hey, this is where I'm probably going to go, or are you just completely up in the air about which direction you might get picked?
I'm very up in the air at this point. I had a little bit of a feeling, you know, in early April where there was a team that, you know, I might have had a good inclination, like I get to said pick, I might go there. But now, you know, more recently, kind of hearing things and talking with people, I think it has a lot to do with how some of the trades are going to go, you know, three or four quarterbacks in that top five, how that all is going to break down. So right now, I really don't have a strong inkling of where I might end up. Just kind of excited for Thursday night because it's going to be a lot of, you know, excitement wherever I go, because I really don't have like, hey, I'm going, if I get to X pick, I know I'm going here. It's more like, get that phone call, I don't know who it's going to be from, where I'm going to go. So it's more of an exciting thing for me right now than anything. And I think that's kind of the best way to do it, just not having it. You know, it's obviously super nice to have a, you know, I know I'm going here at this pick, but it's more, a little more fun for me, kind of let my curiosity go and see where I end up.
Now, speaking of trades, I'm not going to name any teams, but if there is a team that does want to potentially trade up and risk it for you, what do you feel like you could bring to that franchise?
Yeah, I always go back to my hard work. I think that's what I pride myself on off the field. somebody who's going to come in and be accountable, work their butt off to whatever role the team sees fit. That means, you know, waiting a few years if there's, you know, veteran guys ahead of me, learning from them and taking in the knowledge. That means someone who wants me to compete for a starting job. I always go back to my hard work and being that guy who's going to put his best foot forward by working as hard as he can, being accountable, being a guy, someone that they can account, like they can trust and account and count on, and someone who knows his playbook. That's kind of what I pride myself on. And when it comes to game time, being the most prepared, you know, that's what I've always prided myself on. And in college, I want to know the playbook inside and out, the defense inside and out, the DNs I'm going to face, you know, all their moves, what I've seen on film. So a guy who's prepared, ready to go in there and just compete at the highest level and help, you know, the team succeed and do my job to the best of my ability.
Joe, there's obviously, I'm just going to say you're going in the first round. I'm not trying to jinx you or anything, but obviously you're going in the first round. I think it's going to be the sixth, you know, father and son going in the first round in the NFL history. How much, you know, would that part of it mean to you? And also, you know, hey, your dad went 21. You're going to go higher than that. I mean, how quickly after you go, are you going to be reminding him, hey, wait a minute, I went higher than you in the draft?
I won't be reminding my dad at all of that, just because my dad means so much to me, and I wouldn't be in the position I am without my father. He has taught me so much, both on and off the field as a football player, but also as a man. So I'll never give my dad crap about that, because I really wouldn't be, you know, in the place I am without him and his knowledge and what he's passed on to me. But, you know, it'd be super exciting, obviously, to have, you know, the lineage of my father and I playing in the NFL. And if, you know, the first round thing works out, it'd be super exciting just for us as a family, and being able to kind of go do what I've loved and been raised to love and what I've been around my whole life would be such an exciting thing for me and my family.
And last question for me, and we'll Matt may have one more after this, and we'll get you out of here. What's the best advice you've kind of gotten about draft night to kind of, whether it's soak it in, just enjoy the moment, or to how to not get yourself kind of amped up too much?
Yeah, I think soaking it in is the best advice I've got. And the regards for me when I hear soaking it in is soak in the people around you, soak in what I've taken from the people and what they mean to me and who they are and how they've allowed me to grow as, like I said, as a man, as a player, if they're a coach or who they are, just really soak in the people who I really appreciate and who are there to support me. So I think that's the biggest thing I've learned and really am hoping that I can do on Thursday night.
You know, and I'm not trying to put pressure on the length of your career or anything, but your dad was fortunate enough to play 13 years in the league, all with one franchise, which is another reason why, you know, he's so beloved in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, how much, you know, would that mean to you? I mean, to have the opportunity to, you know, have something similar like that, you know, to be able to go to a team where you would stay long term, be a part of the community, and really be a part of the lore of that franchise.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. My dad had that opportunity and was able to thrive in it, and he loved it so much, able to stay in Kansas City, got to know the city, the people, the environment so well. And I said before we got on the show, like, that just Kansas City holds a special place in his heart and in our family's heart, because it's where, you know, my siblings were born and where we were raised. And I wasn't raised, I was raised here in Minnesota, but they were raised there. And it just, it's very cool to be able to stay in one place and be able to really get to know the fan base, and you just feel a part of the team that much more. So it'd be really cool just because I know, you know, what my dad was able to do in Kansas City and how much it means to him.
All right, Joe, we know you had a hectic week ahead of you and a big night coming up on Thursday. So I want to thank you for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, thank you guys for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, Matt, it's a guy we've talked about a lot on this podcast. He was able to join us, and I do want to go out, on my way to say thank you to Ellie Kaplan and to Tommy Connor of CAA Sports for helping make this happen. You know, a guy who's a commodity like him, took a little bit scheduling wise to get it done, but to, you know, it's been a banner week for you and I here on 41's and Mike to be able to get Michael Lombardi, and then Jim Nagy, and then Joe Alt, like, just. I don't know, Matt. I don't know where the show goes from here, man. I mean, you know, we're going to have to get, what, Brett Veach or Clark Hunt or something for the show. Or maybe, yeah, is, Reed, you know?
It has been a fun week already, and the draft hasn't even started yet. So we're still at plenty of time. So, yeah, if you haven't heard the Lombardi and the Nagy shows, you absolutely go check those out between now and the start of the draft. You got time to go do that. And then, yeah, I mean, all draft week, we're going to be on your feed. Nick and I will be back on Thursday and Friday nights after the draft to recap all the action from the Chiefs. We'll be back on Sunday with the usual podcast, recapping happened the whole draft and everything that happens on Saturday. In addition to that, you're going to get everything that's going on at Chiefs Digest. I'm going to try and get you as much as we can on the live stream on the YouTube channel with everything that happens with Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Mike Borgonzi on Friday night, the player interviews. So we're going to try and get you as much as we can on Chiefs Digest and the YouTube channel. So check that out. And then everything, obviously, that Nick and the gang at KSHB 41 doing with their draft shows, it is going to be wall-to-wall coverage this week.
There's a lot of draft ahead of us, and I wouldn't have it any other way, Matt.
Yeah. And it tells you about how busy these guys are. I mean, the fact that Joe had to do that interview with us while he was, you know, in the car from one visit to the next. So yeah. He was a busy guy. Appreciate him taking the time for us.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody that's been taking time out of the day to help us do it this week. So, I mean, look, you're getting this for free. I don't know what else you can ask for. You know what I'm saying?
That is right. And, you know, we didn't really get a chance to on with Lombardi and Nagy, but, you know, we can, now that we've finished up our interviews this week, Nick, you can send us out.
All right. So until next time, I bid you adieu.
You've been listening to 41 is the Mic, presented by KSHB 41, your home of the Chiefs and Chiefs Digest.